This is Market Matters for your Monday morning on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Now, the markets are closed today for the Memorial Day holiday. They'll be reopening here on the overnight session. Let's take a look at how the week ended on Friday. Corn futures and soybean futures were trading a little bit to the upside. In fact, most of the grain complex was trading higher except for soy oil and Chicago wheat. Take a look at those numbers in just a little bit. Soybean meal did lead the charge on Friday, pulling soybeans along with it and the contracts of Kansas City and Minneapolis wheat, helped by ongoing concerns about dry crop conditions around the Black Sea. We also saw, again, modest gains in the July and December corn contracts here to end the week. Moving over to the livestock side of the equation, of course, we got the cattle on feed report on Friday. Live cattle futures traded just slightly higher. Triple-digit losses, though, in the feeders. Lean hogs weren't able to hold on either, and there was a little bit of slippage there. Taking a look at what's going on there in the markets, the cattle complex pulled back ahead of the close in preparation for the cattle on feed report. That really wasn't going to come out and affect any markets until Tuesday. But thankfully, no bearish surprises were found there, and the market should rally on strong fundamentals here as we start next week. Hog prices were lower also on the daily direct afternoon hog report, down $1.63, with a weighted average of 86.64 on just over 1,300 head. We'll look at the numbers next.
May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At the close on Friday, we saw July corn up 0.75 cents at 4.64 3/4. December new crop was up 1 3/4 at 4.88 1/4. Soybeans for July were up 8 3/4 at 12.48 even. November new crop was up 3.5 cents at 12.19 1/2. Soy meal closed the day at $9.80 higher. That came with a close of $3.86.50 per ton. Soy oil was 24 cents lower at $44.95. Chicago wheat down 0.75 cents at $6.97 1/4. Kansas wheat was up 10.5 at $7.21 1/4. Minneapolis spring wheat up 8 3/4 at $7.52 3/4. Oats was up 6 1/4 at $3.75 3/4. That's Market Matters.